Hello friends, welcome to the fresh new episode of your favorite Vedic astrology channel Cosmic Gestures, and I am your host Bhaskara. Friends, in this episode I will like to discuss one very important thing, that how to analyze the ascendant sign for a person. Like suppose if a person is Sagittarius rising or Sagittarius ascendant, then normally what I have seen, what people do, they just draw some conclusion regarding the basic traits of Sagittarius. For example, striving for high ideals, philosophical, carefree, the person having good faith, optimistic, and the person being inclined towards higher knowledge or higher learning, and Sagittarius being a fire sign, so the person can be very active, the person can enjoy traveling, and he or she may show adventurous spirit. So, and etc. So, they draw some conclusion regarding the basic traits of the Sagittarius sign, and then they stop at that point. Whereas we should understand that when Sagittarius becomes the sign of the first house, because Sagittarius is the rising sign or Sagittarius is the ascendant sign, then that also decides the signs of other houses. For example, if Sagittarius is the sign of the first house, then Capricorn becomes the sign of the second house. And then we should understand that Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, and second house, which is the house of wealth and family and what kind of food the person eats, or the words, the speech of the person, so that is ruled by the sign Capricorn, and Jupiter, the ruler of the Sagittarius sign, debilitates in Capricorn. So that is a fact, that if the ascendant ruler is debilitated in the sign Capricorn that falls in the second house, so we should draw some conclusion regarding that as well, from the fact that a person is Sagittarius rising. So it is highly possible that second house is wealth accumulation, and Jupiter is, the ascendant ruler Jupiter is debilitating there. So a Sagittarius rising person may not be very good at saving money or creating a bank balance, or he may be very carefree with spending money. So that can be the case. And similarly, when he is speaking, he may not be very careful about how he uses his words. So he can be very blunt. So these things we can draw. I just giving you some of the, you know, hints that how we can draw some conclusion, some extra conclusion from the fact that someone is Sagittarius rising. In the same way, when we go to the third house, the sign is Aquarius. Now, what is third house? Third house is all curiosities. And what is Aquarius sign? Aquarius sign is a futuristic sign. So all the science, technology kind of thing. So a Sagittarius rising person is likely to, there is a strong likelihood that this person can have good interest in science and technology. And Aquarius, the sign falling in the third house, naturally belongs to the 11th house in the natural zodiac. So this person, this Sagittarius rising person, may have great interest in interacting with many people, because 11th house is the house of group networking and group activities. And then if we move to the fourth house, then what is the sign of the fourth house for Sagittarius rising horoscope? It is Pisces. So this person who is Sagittarius rising, his ascendant lord is Jupiter, and then the sign of the fourth house, which is Pisces, that is also ruled by Jupiter. So there can be some connection. So both these houses are going to have some connection. That is one thing. And then what is the natural trait of Pisces sign? Little idealistic. So fourth house is the house of mother. So the mother of a Sagittarius rising person can be little idealistic or philosophical. Then fourth house is your place of living. So a Sagittarius rising person, and Pisces is the sign of expansion. So such a person may feel that the whole world is his or her house or home. So he may not feel very rooted to any one place, and he may have a tendency to move to different places and wander around. So that can also be the case. And Pisces being a watery sign, so this person can be emotionally very sensitive. So this way we can draw conclusions. And similarly, if we talk about the sign falling in the fifth house, then the sign falling in the fifth house is Aries. And Aries is a fiery sign. Lots of dynamic energy is there, and it is falling in the fifth house of creativity. So Sagittarius rising people can be very impulsive about their creative ideas, and creative ideas may come into their mind in a kind of flash. And Mars is connected with the sign Aries, that is falling in the fifth house, and fifth house is also the house of love and romance. So Sagittarius rising person can be very passionate about his love, whatever he loves. It is not only the love in the sense of romance, any kind of love, that whatever he or she loves, they can be very passionate about it. So in this way, we need to understand, we need to correlate that if Sagittarius is the rising sign, then what are the signs of various houses? And we have to draw extra conclusions from that. We should not stop with just one fact that Sagittarius is the rising sign. For example, one more interesting thing, if Sagittarius is the rising sign, then we know that Jupiter is the ruler of the first house. So Jupiter represents the person, the most important planet for any person who is Sagittarius rising. And we should ask from ourselves, where does Jupiter exalt? Jupiter exalts in the sign Cancer. And where is Cancer falling for a Sagittarius rising horoscope? Cancer is falling in the 8th house. So a Sagittarius rising person whose ascendant lord is Jupiter exalts in the sign Cancer, which is falling in the 8th house. So that person can feel very happy when he or she is involved in the 8th house related activities. So all kinds of researching, all kinds of finding the truth behind a secret, or exploring the mysteries, or dealing with hidden things. Those things can always be something that they will enjoy doing. And occult, dealing with the occult. And if the other areas of the horoscope supports that, they can also enjoy being an archaeologist. So like unraveling the truth kind of thing. So all those things. We should be connecting these kinds of things. And friends, before I go ahead, I will take a small break here, and would like to inform you that if you just want to get a very detailed Vedic astrology reading, from me, you can always write to me on my email, which is cosmicbond7@gmail.com. cosmicbond7@gmail.com. And friends, I would also like to inform you that I am now offering a foundation course in Vedic astrology that I will cover in 3 to 5 months with two classes per week and over the Zoom, and it's in English, and people from all over the world can take admission into it. And I have a very organized way of teaching it, and since I have a background of in science also, so I believe in giving a firm foundation in when you are seeing the astrological chart, how to have an astronomical correlation of it also. So what is happening in the sky also. So that kind of foundation I create, and then I teach the foundational concepts in Vedic astrology, so that you have, after learning from me, you have all the possibilities of pursuing it in a more organized way, rather than just randomly picking and choosing knowledge from random sources. So friends, let us get back to our main topic, that how to analyze the ascendant rising sign for a person. And as it is, like, you must be aware that I have taken Sagittarius as the rising sign for this explanation in this episode. So similarly, if I begin to analyze the sixth house, then if the Sagittarius is the rising sign, then what is the sign of the sixth house? Sign of the sixth house is Taurus, and Venus rules Taurus. So, and Taurus is a luxury oriented sign, and Venus is enemy of Jupiter. And what is sixth house? Sixth house is all about discipline and routine. So Sagittarius and Taurus, ruled by Jupiter and Venus, they are not friendly towards each other. So it is quite possible that Sagittarius rising people can struggle with following a discipline or a routine in their life. They can be very free spirited to be bound by routine and discipline. And one more interesting thing, Venus that rules the sixth house, Taurus, also rules the 11th house, Libra, for Sagittarius rising people. And sixth house is the house of enemies, and 11th house is the house of friends. So the same planet is ruling both the houses, house sixth house, house of enemy, and 11th house, house of friends. So it is quite possible for Sagittarius rising people to be confused between their friends and their enemies. So that is also one of the peculiar thing that they can face in life. And then the seventh, if we move to the seventh house, what is the sign falling in the seventh house for a Sagittarius rising person? The sign falling in the seventh house is Gemini. So a Sagittarius rising person may be attracted towards a very communicative partner, because seventh house is the house of partnership, and the sign Gemini is falling there. Gemini is all about communication and playfulness. So a Sagittarius rising person will always want that kind of environment, a very communicative and playful environment in his or her relationship. So they will be seeking that kind of partner. And Gemini is a very, you know, energetic kind of, little superficial kind of energy. So a Sagittarius rising person is likely to be connected with many, many partners. It is also possible. They can have lots of energy of connecting with many partners, and they may easily get bored with partners also. So that is also possible. And I have already discussed about the 8th house, that the sign in the eighth house is Cancer and how Jupiter exalts in Cancer. So that connection I have already explored. And then other thing is that Cancer is this emotional sign. Cancer belongs to the fourth house in natural zodiac, and that sign is falling in the eighth house for Sagittarius rising person. So they may be very psychically sensitive. That is also possible. And so friends, I just gave you a brief idea of how you can analyze the horoscope from the point of view of what is the rising sign. So when you know the rising sign, you should not only be confined to the basic traits of Sagittarius, because Sagittarius being the rising sign is the sign of first house, but other signs are falling in other houses. So what that means for the other areas of life of a person who has Sagittarius as his or her rising sign, that is also very important. So I hope, friends, you enjoyed this episode. God bless you all. Keep saying your prayers and keep enjoying your life. God bless.